I hope that you'll give us another shot after this morning. Because I'm going to talk different than I normally do, preach different than I normally do. But this is, in fact, what I believe I should talk about. And you pray for me, because I'll need it. I was up a lot last night with a real bad headache. And was up very late. And the hard part's coming these next 2 weeks. So what I want to do this morning, I want to ask you how you feel as a person, as a part of our church, and read you something in the Bible. 1 Kings chapter 22. And they continued, verse 1, 3 years without war. That's a very long time ago without a war in the Old Testament. And it came to pass in the 3rd year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said to Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. And then they went and asked the Lord. But what I want to talk about this morning is verse 2 or 3, where he said, 4, where he told these guys, he said, Wilt thou go with me down there to battle? All right? Enemies coming up over there. We're going to have to fight. And he's saying, Well, y'all, you going to help me in this fight? And they saying, my people's your people. Our horses are your horses. We've got guns. We've got ammo. Use it just like it's yours, Mr. King. We'll fight this battle. I want to ask you that question. I feel like in these next 2.5 weeks, we're going to battle. We are definitely going into battle. That is, most, you say that in most churches, they think, what in the world? People think church is just to come to a place to make you feel good, and then you can forget it till the next week and come and feel good again. Listen, people, we're in a battle. This is war. That's completely foreign to most church people. What do you mean war? I'm all right, got plenty of money, food on my table, I'm fine, family's all right. No, the Bible said that we're to be soldiers in God's army. What we're getting ready to do these next 2 weeks is go on the offense and enter enemy territory and try to take some of the devil's kids away from him. You realize that? You realize that? Our youth rally is not just a big meeting where all the good churches get together and pat each other on the back and shout. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But that's not our youth rally. We're going into enemy territory. We're kidnapping some of the devil's kids. He don't take that lightly. He is the second highest power in the universe, Satan is. So I want to preach this morning on, will you go with me into battle? We're trying to get the devil's kids to turn against him, people. Do you realize what we're doing? Do you think about church like that? You know, these modern-day, mega, super, no-name brands, they got the whole idea wrong. When's the last time you go in church like that and hear onward Christian soldiers marching as to war? It's not that. It's feel good me, feel good you, me, we love everybody. It's that kind of junk. Listen, I'm saved and I'm glad I am. But we got a sword here and we're supposed to take our sword and go to battle with it. We're going by the grace of God. You don't go with me, I go by myself. Me and the Lord's a majority. I've done it before. But I'm asking you, will you do it? We're taking the offense. We are trying to persuade people to go opposite from the devil's plans and purposes. Do you understand that? You know why the devil fights bus workers so much? Because they're entering his territory, taking his kids that he's done figured out they're going to make a drug addict or a prostitute out of them, and he don't like that when people come getting his kid. When you tell on him and his lies, you know why the devil hates me? I tell on him. I tell the kids, I say, look at there. See that? That's your enemy. The devil's doing it. That's what I do. He hates it. We're going on the offense. We're taking the sword and sticking him with it in his work. When you decide, I'm going to pray, I'm going to fast, I'm going to visit, I'm going to work, I'm going to be a part of the youth rally, I'm going to bring people, I'm going to fill up my car, then you are going on the offensive. And, buddy, you're going to get it. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not a fight that we fight with our fist. We'll have some of that probably if we have their boxing, you know, and that. But it'd be good if we just pow, knock somebody out and that'd be it. But we're fighting an enemy we can't see. A spiritual war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers, high places, and darkness. We are wrestling against high-powered demonic forces, y'all. And when the Bible said in Luke chapter 8 and verse 12, when the word was sown, and then come the devil. The devil is not going to not fight. So what I want to say to you this morning, I'm not going to preach like I usually do. What I'm going to say to you this morning is this. You can expect it. You can expect the devil to hit you or your family some way here in the next 2.5 weeks. Amen. Be looking for it. You say, oh, that's negative. No, well, wait and see if I'm right. He'll do everything in his power to try to knock you out of that youth rally, and you will think that it was an accident or something just came up. That's what I'm going to talk about for a few minutes. I've been doing youth rally. I started the youth rallies. And they're spread all over the country now. And I started the youth rally. The first one was in fall of 1986. So I've been doing this 30 years. I've seen it over and over and over and over again. I've seen people say, I'll help. I want to be involved. And not even show up at the thing. What happened to them? I've said, Brother Danny, put me down. We're going to work on the food. We're going to work on this. We're going to do that. And not even make it to the youth rally. You finally dedicate yourself to the Lord and His word and mean it. And you watch what happens. You watch what happens. Weird things will happen. You've been waiting for 2-3 months to get a doctor appointment. And the doctor's office will call that week and say, we want you down here scheduled for that surgery on Friday of the youth rally. I've seen it happen over and over and over. Could have been any day out of 60. It'd be that day. You will look at the calendar and it'll hit you all of a sudden. Oh my goodness, that's Grandma's birthday that Saturday. And Grandma lives in wherever, over in the mountain somewhere. And the devil will say, see, you can't go to the youth rally. It's Grandma's birthday. Now look, my mind's made up. Unless I am physically unable, I'm going to the youth rally. I don't care whose birthday it is. That's the only way you'll ever get anything done. You know, I had a reason not to go visiting yesterday. I had a man over at my house working on my carport. I thought my carport post rotted out. And it sunk in, and I thought it was going to fall. I got to come and put a post. And I left him there at my house doing that work yesterday morning, come down here and went visit. Now, the difference between me and you is, you would have said, I can't go today. I got some men working on the house. Ain't that the way most people think? I ain't fussing at you, but I'm just saying, every time you turn around, I could have stayed at home in bed this morning if I'd have been like most of you. I took heart medicine. My knees are wobbling right now. You know why? Because I know what it's like to be in a fight. This is war. You say, well, I like church just to be happy and everybody. You're in the wrong church, brother. There's blood going to be shed around here one way or the other. We're in a battle. Christian soldiers marching as to war. Win the victory for the Lord Jesus Christ. Your in-laws will remind you that somebody's birthday is that weekend and you really better be there. Your kids' basketball or softball, baseball coach will say, We're planning a party for all the team that night. And he's a real part of our team. We really need you to be there. Now, if you're a soldier, you'll say, well, we're planning a big get-together church that night, and he's going to be there. If you're a soldier in the army of God, you're not going to let the devil just knock you out over nothing. Amen? Amen. I'm just going to tell you some things that I've seen or similar. You want me to tell the truth, don't you? Amen. Y'all want me to tell the truth? Why would you get up and get ready and come to church and hear a preacher that ain't even going to challenge you and help you and tell you where you're wrong? When I go to hear a man preach, I put one on last night. I said, I hope he just rips my head off. That's good for you. Amen? Amen. You're like the guy that goes to the dentist, and the dentist looks down and he says, I want you to get the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. That's what you ought to be when you come to church. Truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Amen? Now, let's talk about this for a few minutes this morning. In 1 Samuel 15:11, the Bible said that Samuel was over there and he was grieved because Saul had disobeyed God. And Samuel, and the Lord said, Lord, I know. And you know what the Bible said Samuel did? The Bible said Samuel, God's man, went and cried unto the Lord all night. That's what he said. Samuel went and he cried, Lord, Saul's backslid. Lord, please help. Lord, please help. All night long. The Bible said when the Lord Jesus Christ there was getting ready to choose his disciples the next day, in Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, the Bible said that Jesus Christ, our example, went into the mountain and prayed and continued all night in prayer to God. Now you tell me, am I wrong for telling you? You tell me, straighten me out. I heard some guy the other day and he's talking about, well, we should, Jesus loved people and Jesus is our example and we should love people like Jesus loved. Okay, Jesus prayed all night. Do you follow that example? Or you just pick out the part that makes you excuse homosexuality? Or you pick out the verses that don't go against your neighbor or somebody like that. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said Jesus continued all night in prayer to God. By the grace of God, we won't, if he's not too good to do it, me and you sure ain't too good to do it. How long has it been since God was real to you? How long has it been since you knew he answered your prayer and he felt his presence and God blessed you? Some of you sitting right here, you used to have tears at church, you used to love to sing in the choir, what is wrong, people? We don't go to battle. We're not willing to fight. It's a fight to stay where you need to stay with God. Amen. Spiritual attacks. Here's the way it goes. You decide, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. And I'm telling you, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to make up my mind. I'm going to pray every night at 10 o'clock. I'm going to put the kids to bed. And from 9:30 to 10, I'm going to get down and pray. It'll be like this. Brother Jimmy, come over here just a second and sit right here in this chair. And he's a man. He heard Brother Danny preach at church. He's supposed to pray and fast. And he has made up his mind he's going to pray and fast. Time to pray now. 9:30. All right, you start praying. He's praying. He'd been praying about 2 minutes. And there's a wrestling against what? Not flesh and blood, but what? Principalities and powers. So this principality goes over here at Mike's house and said, why don't you call Jim up? Call him. You just act like you're calling. This is unrehearsed. I'm going to talk for you. Jimmy! Jimmy, what you doing, man? Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Have you watched what's going on? You ought to turn on the Discovery Channel and see they found a rock. They found a rock. And he said, really? I know you like rocks and you like to study rocks. See, you say, you don't believe stuff like that happens, but it does. It sure does. And you say, oh, Brother Danny, it's going to happen anyway. I'm telling you, the day you try to fast, somebody will come in with a big box of donuts. And I'm telling you, it happened. And they'll say, these are for everybody. And if you say, no, I'm fasting, you say, well, that ain't right because you ain't supposed to tell nobody. If you say, no, I don't want one, that's a lie. If you take one, you've done broke your fast. You're in a mess. They tried to get me to. I went somewhere and they had food. And they said, "Want some, Brother Danny?" I said, "Yeah, I want some." "Well, here, fix your place." "No." "Why?" "You ain't supposed to tell." I mean, you watch. You watch the devil. All right, you're fasting today. Today's your fasting day. It ain't 11 o'clock and you're feeling them hunger pains already. And the principality goes over and says, "You know, you and Jimmy's good friends. Why don't you call him up and see if he wants to go to lunch with you? Text him. Dear Jimmy." Don't you say dear Jimmy to him. Please. We don't need that. "Jimmy, I appreciate it. I heard it's your birthday coming up, something. Let me take you out to eat today." See, some of y'all don't realize. You think, "Well, Brother Danny, we was coming," but, and you don't even realize it's the devil stopping you. We're wrestling against powers, people. I mean, I go through this every Saturday. Just stay up here a minute. I might need you again. I go every Saturday. It was like, this is hot. Then that's happened. Then company comes. Then the phone rings. Then I was trying to pray and fast the other night. And I said, "I'm going to stay right here, Lord. We're not watching TV. We're not doing nothing. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to get rid of it." And the phone rung, and it was a guy. He said, "I'll pay you money to take me down to Morgan and everything." And I said, "Look, I'm not going to Morgan tonight." Right then, I knew where that phone call come from. The devil will say, "Why don't you call old so-and-so?" We underestimate our enemy, people. We underestimate him. You know what else? Jimmy's praying. Jimmy's fasting. About that time, some old pleasure of the flesh. You'd be surprised. Sometime when you're praying and fasting, just some old sin will pop up out of nowhere. Some old song you used to like. The devil sends some old friend by that you ain't seen in years. So, "Man, we're going to cook out that Friday night. Why don't y'all come over to the lake? Weather's nice." By the way, just because it gets past 68, y'all, it ain't no sign to go crazy. It does this every year. I guess some people need to. It ain't no time to, you know, get 68 and you rip your clothes off and go lay out of church and everything else. Look, it happens every year. And you're going to die one day. You got something in you, it's going to kill you. It's sin. It's going to kill you, you understand? And it's going to get us all. So make sure you know you're in a battle. Sin starts looking good. Sins you hadn't thought of in years suddenly just come on your mind. And you say, "My goodness, where'd that come from?" Your husband just gets full of the devil. He's so hateful you can't stand to be in the same room with him. He's so nice to everybody at work and bites your head off. Your wife, amen, doing pretty good, ain't we? To not be preaching, I'm doing pretty good. Your wife, you and your wife will volunteer to do something at the youth rally, and you'll get in such a big fight the day before, you say, "I just called Brother Danny and tell him we ain't going to do it. Like I ain't got nothing to worry about that weekend." And then the whole thing's dumped. This has happened. I don't think we've had a youth rally in the last 5 years where some people didn't get so fired up they never came back after that. Knocked them out. Don't volunteer for a ministry if you ain't willing to fight. You say, "Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? We'll just go over and fix funnel cakes and see the kiddies eat them." Listen, brother, it ain't like that. It ain't like that. All hell's going to break loose on you if you try to do something for the Lord at that youth rally. I've seen it. I've seen people get in fights, literally. I've had two or three people say, "We're gone. We're out of here. You can't handle a fight." If you ain't willing to fight, you're not what you ought to be for God. You're a soldier, y'all. You are a soldier. Paul said, "Fight the good fight of faith." What do you think that means? What's that verse of scripture mean? It don't mean rock and roll. It don't mean everybody in our church makes $200,000 a year and we're all happy and our kids are beautiful and that's good. I'm glad they're there. That's not a fight. We're fighting for people's souls. Your kids are going to rebel and embarrass you. I've seen people separate during the youth rally. Marriages break up during it. He'll work on your mind. You'll begin to have doubts. You really will. How long, I hope you don't have this, but all of a sudden, just out of the clear blue, you'll think, how do we even know this is even true? You know where that's coming from? I come from your enemy. You can be seated after, right, brother. I'll skip some of this. I'm going to tell you a few little personal things. Your boss man will call and say, I know you ask off this weekend, but we're doing inventory, and so-and-so's sick, and we need you to work. Count on it. You can count on it. You can count on it. If you've already got off. You talking about those people quitting church a while ago? You know, in World War II, there's 54 million casualties. 54 million people died in war, y'all. Millions of people. Something like 90 million have died in wars in the last, like, 100 years, something like that. And the same way as in churches. Churches don't want to fight. They don't want to a city official, I've seen the devil get in them. First youth rally we had over at the old building, we had a tent set up. And everything was ready. I was praying. Now, the devil, he hits me those last couple of days because I'm the preacher, and I'm getting ready to preach. And somebody called the day of the youth rally and said, preacher, the town city's down here, and the official said we can't have a meeting in here tonight. I said, what? They said, the city officials are down here, and they said, you can't have church in this tent. The thing was set up. Everything was ready. People coming from everywhere. We had 500 chairs. That was one of the first ones. It's a lot smaller then. And I said, why? They said, because we had drop cords running the church out there, and it was laying on the asphalt to get them running. They said, that's against some kind of ordinance, city ordinance, and that can't be done. And I'm telling you, my stomach turned to flip, and I said, you're not going to tell me we got all these people coming. The skits was playing, the message, the song, everything. And I thought, who in the world come down here and did that? And I went down there, and somehow or another, we talked it out, covered it up, rerouted it or something, and we had it anyway. And the next week, we was uptown giving out tracts in Morganton. And it had been raining, the yard was wet, and there was a rock and roll band down there playing, and there were receptacles and electrical cords laying all over that grass. Right in the middle of town, and nobody said nothing. Now, I'm not trying to be mean or nothing, but you see, you know what that was? That wasn't just an official saying, I want to do my job. The devil put that in their heart. Amen. Devil put it in their heart. And you, listen, something like that probably is going to happen here in the next 2 weeks. Can't seat but so many. Something like that. Somebody asked me the other day, when I preached in Tennessee, they said, Brother Danny, what we're going to do tonight? They said, we're going to put you up there and let you answer questions. The whole youth group, and they said, they just fired questions at me for an hour and a half. How did you know you was called to preach? How old was you when you started preaching? How do you start a youth group? How do you keep young people interested? For an hour and a half, they fired questions at me. And one old girl raised her hand. She said, how old were your girls when you let them date? I said, a lot older than you are. And she was about 14. And we went on, laughed about that for a little bit. They started asking me, they said, what's the weirdest thing you ever had happen when you did one of those video presentations? I said, if you don't believe in the devil's power, try messing with that video stuff or that audio equipment. Try it. And then tell me, Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So the devil is definitely in electricity. Well, you think all them crosses, see them crosses? They're from here across the United States, and they got wires hanging on them crosses all the way over this country. And buddy, I began to tell them, I thought, my goodness. One time I was in Kentucky. This is back when I used cassette tapes. I had a cassette tape player right here. I had the screen up there. Back when I used slides. That was before I used video. And I'd hit a slide, look at that. Hit a slide, look at that. And I'd play music to match it. So I was doing the slides with this hand and hitting the pause button with this hand and preaching in the dark. And that tape, come to that part, it would not play. It would not play. And I'd practiced and worked on it that day. And I'm telling you, I fought my way through that. And it's just a screen and a picture. So I just preached. And I showed pictures and I just preached. While I was preaching, I reached and grabbed the tape, beat it like that, turned it over. You know how you can do a cassette tape like that sometimes? I put it down like that, stuck it back in, played, nothing. I took it out, hit it, put rewind, everything. It would not play. And I just went on through the best I could. And I preached hard and gave an invitation. We had some people come. And when it was over, I thought, I'm just going to check that thing. And I pushed that thing, and it played just as pretty as you please. It's like, I'm not lying to you. You think I'm making this stuff up. I was doing a video one time. Right in the middle of it, the wires just fried in my little mixer and started melting, and smoke started coming out of it. And a foul smell come out in church. I mean, you don't know what you're messing with. I can't tell you the times. It happened last year. I can't tell you the times that everything works perfect the night before, the day off, and then when you start preaching, hit that thing, and there's power in there trying to stop. That's what we're fighting against. That's what we're fighting against. I was preaching one night. I was down hard and heavy, buddy. Hammering down. Little country church, and there's a ceiling fan right over my head. And that fan stopped and started spinning back the other way. You think I'm lying? A pastor got, and it smelled in there. And the pastor got up. He said, folks, I don't know what's going on here, but how many of y'all saw that ceiling fan turn around and go backwards? And it got real quiet, started feeling weird in there. You know, like spooky. Everybody got like that, you know. That's the way I felt, like the boogeyman was coming out the side door. And I'm telling you, you say, well, Brother Danny, why don't the Lord just say, that's where praying comes in. That's where fasting comes in. We bind principalities and powers. The gates of hell won't prevail against the church if we're where we need to be. Man, I remember when some of y'all used to love the youth rally. You loved the bus route. You loved, but you let one thing after another, and the devil's knocked you down. Knocked you down. One time, I was doing that, one of those videos. Screen up there, and this guy comes up and gets right in front of the projector and does like this. And I'm just preaching away, and he's blocked off the picture. And finally, I went over and I said, Brother, can you move over just a little bit? I want to say, you idiot, what are you doing? I didn't. You can't do that because you're fighting against principalities and power. I said, Brother, could you move over a little bit? I mean, how many of you were with us that night down in Georgia when it got weird in there? This guy came in, had a big old stick, and it was dark in there, and it had a big stick about that long, and he was waving around like that, saying, you better repent. You people get right. The Lord's coming. And it wasn't the right feeling. You know, he's like, yeah, what in the world? Did he get out of a nut house or something? And then he come up and stood right beside me. And we had two or three people back around and said, don't worry, Brother Danny, we got you back. I said, if he starts swinging that stick, man, I was up in Michigan one time. This is not a lie. They brought in a mob of young people. See, it's not all Christian people. It's like 80%. Crazy, Tina, right off the streets of Flint, Michigan. Unbelievably wild, wicked. You could tell they had no respect, no respect of God, don't know how to act in church. And I was preaching about, that was back when Prince had that 1999, remember when Purple Rain, and I was hammered that for months and months. He said, I was dreaming when I wrote this, so forgive me if it goes astray. I woke up, and it was Judgment Day. People running everywhere, oops, out of time, so tonight we're going to party. Like it's 1999. And I was showing pictures, and they didn't like it. I could tell they was getting madder and madder. And they gave me a cue stick. They had a pool table downstairs, and I had a cue stick to point the letters up. You know, say, read that right there. Read that right there. And I'm telling you, there was a crowd all around me, and I didn't know if I had switchblades or what, and I grabbed the little end of that cue stick like this. While I was preaching, I thought, the redneck's going to come out. If it has to, it has to. I'm telling you, I thought this coming after me. I said, if they come, I'm just going to start swinging it as hard as I can like that right there. And you would not believe the stuff them kids said to me. You wouldn't believe it. That's spiritual war. That's spiritual war. We're trying to get people saved, y'all. Snatch them from hell. Send them toward heaven. Take them out of the devil's grip. Out of the grips of drugs and alcohol and sin and pornography and everything. We're in battle. This is a battle. That's why we pray. It ain't like it, this modern day Christianity. It's so far removed from that. They ain't even no resemblance. Lions come up on the screen last year at the youth rally. I did it in Randleman, North Carolina, 2 weeks ago. Everything worked perfect right before church. When I started preaching, screen had lines through the picture the whole time. Straight down through the middle. You say, why does the Lord let stuff like that happen? Well, we're in a battle. We're in a battle. Read your Old Testament. It said they were at war again. They were at war again. And when the children of Israel did right, they won. When they did wrong, the enemy won. And that's the same way it's going to be with us. Shining light, if we're willing to pay a price, get the sin out of our heart, live right, and fight the battle, God will honor us with the victory. He sure will. I wouldn't go to a church, so sorry the devil didn't fight it. I have, after youth rally, literally felt like I was absolutely drained. Drained physically, honest to goodness. I remember one time I had a youth rally and I had to fly to New York the next day on Monday morning. I couldn't hold my eyes up. Every time I sit down on an airplane, and I can't hardly sleep on an airplane. I just can't. I can't sleep moving and people talking. And my head went down. I slept that whole day. And I was soaked with sweat and I felt like I was standing there with my sword. And the battle was the Lord's. And the battle, the Lord gave the victory. The cost of war is astronomical, y'all. We had a wedding scheduled over our one time during the youth rally, and they thought tried to make us cancel it. Remember the little cars? The little cars? What a mess. What a mess. I'm telling you right now, every one of y'all can expect something in the next 2 weeks. And when it happens, don't say, well, my uncle's sick and we really need to go see it. Don't remember me telling you, it's coming. And you got to realize, is this a trick of the devil? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. You'll get down to pray and you can't even control your thoughts. You'll try to fast and won't make it till lunchtime. You'll try to witness and the devil will make a fool out of you. You'll say, I believe there's some of y'all here right now. You say, boy, that was good. I'm coming back tonight. And you won't, because this evening you'll go home and then this will happen. You'll say, well, this happened. Well, that happened. Well, duh, it always happens to me too. You got to fight. Something always going to happen. Something happened to keep me from coming this morning. If all you ever do is what comes easy and natural, you ain't no soldier, no army. I don't know what you are, but you ain't a soldier. We got to get to work. I'm through. I know this wasn't much of a sermon, but it's definitely what God put on my heart. And I put it on my heart to tell you today, He's going to try to stop you. He's going to try to stop you. So get ready. It's coming.